This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, our ray of sunshine, good news Jamie, our listener, joins us, and by gosh, we need him. Also, I realise during the show that I can do a brilliant impression of James Arthur. Do you let your dog share your ice cream? And the big question is back as we take to the streets of the UK and ask them, did you do bits last night? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. I'll tell you what we need today. We need our listener, Good News Jamie. That's what we need. We need him more than ever. We'll get him on later on the show. The Carters coming up. That's Beyonce and Jay-Z, of course. And Imagine Dragons. How are you, though, really?
Yeah, I'm all right. Obviously, as like an England fan myself, it's disappointing that they go out the tournament, but it's been wicked pie.
I was quite upset last night, and I never thought I would say those words. I was actually feeling quite upset.
Yeah, but that's what I find weird about this situation. It's actually been very strange, this tournament, seeing you get involved in the World Cup.
I got so into it last night, I was literally biting my nails.
See, I think you're steps away from being a full-on football fan. Think about it. In the Euros, you really got behind Wales.
Yeah, I did, actually.
I remember you getting so excited for that when they were doing well there.
Yeah.
And then there's been this tournament.
It's infectious.
I think you're going to fully turn.
You never know.
Watch the season roll on, and you'll be at every Watford game.
However, is that what it's like all the time as a football fan? Because I can't cope. It's really stressful.
There's points of the season where it can be like that.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what I need, but I need to calm down.
Who were you watching with? You weren't with me.
No, I was watching with some mates in a pub because I thought that'd be good. There was a queue outside the pub to get in.
Yeah, I take it you skipped it. Do you know who I am?
No, I queued up.
You don't queue.
I did, I queued up.
You queue for nothing, mate.
No, my friend got me in because she already had a table. Shout out to the woman as well. As I was like carrying my heavy sports bag through like a sea of people, like so many people going, sorry. I was the guy because I'd arrived and I was like, I texted my friend that was at a table like beyond the crowd. So I was like, look, I'm at the bar now, I'll get you a drink. What do you want? She's like, oh, just get a bottle of wine for me and my friend. So I'm like, cool. Get the wine. Then try and make my way through the sea of people. Shout out to the woman that goes, wine? Are you on a date? What's wrong with that? Just get my friend a drink. I was like, no. She was like, she had like a bottle of beer. Wine? Are you on a date? Get lost. Scott Mills. Hello, Nick, who's getting ready for Ibiza, but at the moment, driving back from Northumberland to Wales. He says, when is Good News Jamie on? We need him today. Good News Jamie, our most cheerful, upbeat listener, will be on at 3:10.
I've got a question for you. Chart problem.
Don't.
You need to talk about it. There's a chance, a very good chance, that it's coming home, Three Lions.
It's going to be number one.
It's going to be number one, right? And have you thought about it? And Zach's texting.
Have I thought about it? It's all I've been thinking about all morning.
Have you thought how awkward it's going to be?
Yes, and I want like someone like, I don't know, like Lineker or something to come on and say how good it is that it's number one, but they're not going to do that, are they?
So
this has been my morning.
So when you were watching the football last night, were you just thinking, oh no, the chart?
Mate, also, I can't say it, but we had other plans as well for the chart on Friday, which would have been out of this world amazing. Can't happen now. But like the first thing I was thinking when I was upset was like, what about my chart show?
Yeah, well, I, of course. And I know you, and that it's an issue, isn't it? Because I think you're going to look a little foolish.
Well, it's not my fault if it's number one, is it?
It's going to look like you don't know what you're doing, doesn't it?
No.
Because you're going to be playing a song.
It's a playlist of the UK's most popular songs, and at the moment, that is up there. It could change.
It's like playing the wrong song at a funeral or something. Do you know what I mean?
Thanks for that. Thanks for your support. Right, so here's the thing. Our producer went to a sports shop on Monday to buy his 18-month-old daughter an England shirt, right? Because he's like, right, obviously through to semi-finals, and it was going to have 23 on the back. Cute. Why 23, though?
Why 23?
Birthday. Right. Okay, and they said, right, yeah, you've got to order it in store because it's going to be collected. You know, they're all sold out. So they said it'll be ready in 2 days. So yesterday, he goes into the shop. Is it there? Not there, okay? So he's like, okay, well, it'll come tomorrow. So this morning, after England get knocked out, he gets a text going, hello, your sports shirt has arrived. Too late. Now he's already paid for it. What does he do? Does he go in, maybe, I don't know, like, go upstairs or whatever to collect it, then go downstairs, open it, and then say, thanks, but I don't want this?
I guess,
and then take it back like in the same shop visit.
But no, you got it printed. That's the mistake you made because it's personalised, isn't it?
Maybe he would rather have the 40 quid.
Well, I'm sure he would.
If he's being honest. Scott Mills. You loved this game yesterday, so I thought we'd do it again with the same question. The big question game is on. So yesterday, the standout star of the day was 73-year-old Keith. James from the show asked him, and Keith, did you do bits last night?
And since then, that's all we've been saying to each other as well, isn't it, Scott?
It's just the and Keith bit. It's just that he...
Keith... Did you do bits?
It's just how it goes from what's your name, what do you like doing, yeah. And then straight into.
And Keith, did you do bits last night?
It's so good. I think we all know what doing bits means.
It's slightly judgy as well, isn't it?
And in case you didn't hear it yesterday, here's the big reveal from Keith.
Did you do bits last night?
No.
Didn't.
Oh, gutted, though.
Okay, so we've got some more here. Once again, we'll hear a quick description from someone on the streets, and we have to guess if they've done bits last night just from hearing their voice and their occupation. And there'll be another question as well, just so we can try and work it out. Please play along at home at 81199. You can get in touch and let me know about these people. Now, this is an anonymous person, so we don't know their name. No, I don't think that matters too much. But let's meet this person.
Hello, how old are you?
I am 30.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a lighting designer.
What is the worst thing that you've ever done?
Borrowed a bit of money, never paid it back.
Did you do bits last night?
Okay. There's a lot going on, isn't there? There's
Straight
a lot
in.
Of questions and information being gathered.
Okay, so that lady is a 30-year-old lighting designer. Worst thing she's ever done is borrowed a bit of money and never paid it back. What do you lot think? 81199.
Okay, so she owes money.
Well, she's done it once.
Oh, okay. All right.
She does have quite a nice voice.
Yeah.
I know you can't go on voice alone.
No, but are you saying she sounds quite chilled? Like, what do you mean by the nice voice?
It's just like, hi. Do you mean?
Yeah, but nice people aren't the only ones doing bits.
No, but it's
kind
of...
You know what I mean? Nasty people do,
too. It's kind of seductive.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. So the likelihood is increased.
There we are. She must have done bits with a voice like that, someone says.
Right. Okay.
Dan in Essex, go and have a word with yourself. Oh, Tom in Abingdon, I don't want to know about your brother hearing him doing bits last night. Thank you for that, though. Okay, I'm
it
just going to...
It seems that the consensus is
yes.
Is yes.
100% done bits. Okay, let's find out. Are we going with yeah?
Yep.
Let's go with yeah. Okay.
Did you do bits last night?
No.
She sounds horrified about the idea of it. I wasn't expecting that. You never know.
I think she wasn't expecting that question off the back of all the other questions that had gone through.
Well, it just kind of takes a weird turn all of a sudden, doesn't it? Okay, let's meet our next person. Did this person do bits last night?
So, hello, what's your name?
My name is Vicky.
And how old are you, Vicky?
I'm 25.
What is your idea of a perfect Saturday night?
Oh, it'd be the girls around for a few drinks, then popping out, all dressed up, and going clubbing probably quite late and getting some cheesy chips on the way home.
Did you do bits last night?
It's great.
It's great.
Need
I love this.
To get it put on shirts.
This is my new favourite game. Okay, right, so we're going to play in the 1975. Within that time, text me on 81199. A reminder, Vicky, 25, her perfect Saturday night, girls round for a few drinks, going out, and then getting some cheesy chips. Bits or not? Scott Mills. We're in the middle of playing the big question game on Radio 1, and we've just met Vicky, who's 25. I'll remind you of her again.
So, hello, what's your name?
My name is Vicky.
And how old are you, Vicky?
I'm 25.
What is your idea of a perfect Saturday night?
Or it'd be the girls around for a few drinks, then popping out, all dressed up, and going clubbing probably quite late and getting some cheesy chips on the way home.
Did you do bits last night?
It's like, I'm not listening to anything you're saying. Let's get to the question.
This is all. This
Why
is
did you say it in that tone as well?
This is all just noise. Let me get to the question.
But did you do bits, though?
So good. Okay, so...
James.
Will... In Newcastle, says the chairwoman of the DBS right there. A lot of people are saying, what's do bits? It's off Love Island. It means sex. James in Nottingham saying, No, if she came home with cheesy chips, that's the only enjoyment that she's going to get. That's what she's chosen.
Rosie from Petersfield says, definitely not, she's single. Girls over, going out, getting cheesy chips is the life of a single girl. Yeah. So I think she's saying there's like less chance.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? If this is an odds game.
Yeah. Ideal night cheese, no bits, says Lee from Bournemouth. Carl says, sounds cheerful, bits.
Hannah in Heart says, Vicky did not do bits, too nice. Oh, hang on, stays out late and cheesy chips, ... Yes, did bits.
I cannot believe the response that we've got to this. So many people are getting involved.
This is ridiculous
game.
I
love it. We need to keep this game. Okay, so what we're saying with Vicky, I'm saying no bits.
You're saying no bits?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Oh, I don't know, like most people hear us, I thought...
Are they saying bits?
Oh, no, it is a mix. Go on, no, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Did you do bits last night?
No.
Yes.
Got it right.
Okay, good. I'm glad we went for that. Tried to change my mind though, didn't you?
No bits.
Okay, let's meet our next contestant.
Hello, what's your name?
It's Henry.
Where are you from, Henry?
Scotland.
And what are you up to today?
Just walking around, seeing sights.
And did you do bits last night?
Sneak that one away there.
Just say it quick.
Yeah. Not sure about asking you this one, so I'll say it quickly.
Yeah. That's Henry from Scotland. He is walking around, seeing the sights. What do you think? 81199 for Henry. I think, I don't know, just from his voice, I think no bits.
You think no bits?
Yeah.
I thought he sounded very sort of content, if you will. He's got this kind of vibe about him, Henry.
What kind of the after bits chill, you mean?
But then also, I got the impression that James there asking the questions found him slightly intimidating.
Was he? Yeah, James is nodding.
Like, why he was unsure about asking the question.
Yeah.
Don't know what that would...
Sam says, yep, he definitely did. He watched England lose and then was trying to celebrate, so bits.
Yeah, bits.
Okay, I'm going to go no.
You're going no?
Yeah.
All right, I'll join you then. No.
And did you do bits last night?
Do bits? What's that?
Do bits. Did you do bits?
Bits and pieces.
Definitely didn't.
Well, hang Definitely on. Didn't. He did bits and pieces then.
Why doesn't,
no?
I don't mean he understands it. Another one?
Hello, what's your name?
James.
And how old are you, James?
23.
And what is the worst thing you've ever done?
I've done a lot of bad things, mate.
And what would you say your ideal Saturday night is?
Doing some crosswords with my grandma.
And here's the killer question. Did you do bits last night?
Definite bits. The grandma thing was just a curveball.
Do you think he was just trying to be funny?
Yeah,
there?
Absolutely. He is. He sounds like a Ronan.
Yeah, but no, he sounds like a perfect grandson. In one stroke, yes.
And then
in the other, he says about bad things that he's done.
Absolutely.
Either way, he's got bits written
bad
all over.
Boy. Bad boy, I'm saying bits.
And here's
lots
the killer
of
question.
Bits.
Did you do bits last night?
Absolutely.
Told you! You can just tell with some people. You can just tell. This is a great game. Okay, one more to go.
Hello, what's your name?
Maria Novella.
And how old are you, Maria?
57.
Did you do bits last night?
Slowly, so you... All right. What were we all thinking?
What do you mean slowly?
I just love the way you ask the questions different ways to different people.
Hello, what's your name?
Maria Novella.
And how old are you, Maria?
57.
Did you do bits last night?
You don't expect that, do you, if you're Maria, 57, walking down the street? Someone says, I pray she did. Life begins at 57. Sean says, deaf to bits.
Right.
Us girls in the stockroom in Bournemouth says, yes, she did. Maria, definite bits. Just spat my drink everywhere. That's from Kim. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I love the idea of offices all talking right now. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maria do bits,
like,
everyone?
Literally, like, having a proper office conversation about it. Like,
let's do
a survey.
There's important calls to answer, but we're not gonna answer those until we know.
So that's Maria there.
What are we saying, everyone?
this is terrible. They're all saying bits. Okay, let's go bits.
Did you do bits last night?
Did I do what?
Did you do bits last night?
Bits.
Bits.
It was bits.
Bits.
I don't know what bits is.
So we don't have an
We're never going to know.
One.
Scott Mills.
Oh, my bad. The England boys are not back till Monday anyway, so it's all fine. It's not going to clash with the Donald Trump thing, because that could be a terrible mix-up.
Yeah, I don't know when he's leaving, though. Although, I've just been seeing this thing, right? There's a flight that's flying back from Ibiza. I think it's like a Ryanair flight or something, which is having to like circle and circle whilst Trump lands.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Imagine being on that plane.
Really?
Because like, you would have had a big one last night as well, wouldn't you?
Circling for 2 hours while he lands.
Yeah.
Why are they not back? They've got to play another game, someone says. What's the point of that?
Oh, it's like a third, fourth playoff thing.
Why?
Yeah, I know.
Just come home, lads. Let's sack it off. Like, just turn your phones off.
I just saw Shearer tweeting about that, actually, saying, why bother?
Why
do we do it?
Why
sort
bother?
Of
right, so I want to discuss this with you. There is a video of a lady, which has gone viral online. A lot of views this, and it's her offering her ice cream cone to her dog. It's gone proper viral. So if you can picture it, the dog's kind of at her feet, she's on a picnic basket in a park on a very hot day, and the internet has checked, and the dog licks the ice cream 22 times, people have counted, and then she kind of tucks her hair behind her ear and then returns the cone to her own mouth.
Oh, so after the dog has licked it.
Yeah. Now, this sparked much debate earlier on our group WhatsApp, where everyone was like, no, this is 100% horrible. But then I spoke to someone else, and I was like, who's got a dog that I know? And they were like, yeah, why? What's the problem with that? He's clean.
I'm sure he is clean, but that a dog's tongue goes everywhere.
I was going to say, if your friend went to the bathroom and then licked himself, and then would you let him share
your
ice cream?
That's the thing, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that?
Even if I could. I wouldn't do that. And like, that's what I mean, is it's very odd. I'm sure the dog is clean.
It is
but
clean.
If it's been licking it, you don't want to then go and lick that same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, well, you don't... He's like, well, he doesn't lick himself like that. And I'm like, well, you might... Well, you're not looking. How do you know that? You're not with him all the time.
Yeah.
But though, on the other side, is it any worse to eat food your dog has licks than when you're letting them kind of lick your face, you know?
Yeah.
That happens a lot. People do that. It's kind of the same, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do get what you mean. It's like, often people find that if you, like, dip food in the same, like, dipping thing, like a spring roll or something, you dip it in that and then... And you take a bite of that and dip it back in. People think that's disgusting. I'm like, well, it's not disgusting, is it? It's not, like... It's not fully disgusting, as you'd put it.
Anyway, what do you think about the dog thing? And actually, I've just seen in the building... Dog owner and lover Matt Edmondson. I think we should get his views.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Matt Edmondson.
Oh, hi, Scott Mills.
Okay, so you've got a dog, Oscar.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which you love very much. I've seen there's a lot of selfies.
Oh, yeah. Lots of love. He's adorable.
Yeah, he looks adorable. But here's the thing, though. Would you share an ice cream with him, though?
I've been thinking about this one, because the kissing point you make is a very interesting one, because I do let that dog kiss me a lot.
Yeah,
He will lick my face, and often I will go in and try and get a sort of a human-style kiss from him, where I meet his lips and he meets mine, and the only way he can kiss me is by licking my lips. And
so what do you mean, there's tongues?
Well, I'm not tonguing him back, because...
Let me start saying tonguing, please.
I'm going for a sort of like, mwah, but he can't do that, because he can't purse his lips.
He's an all or nothing
dog.
Sort of dog.
He's going all in, he's grafting very hard.
Yeah. Okay.
And I wouldn't mind that. I've never shared an ice cream with him.
Right.
But let me say this, if the options were sharing an ice cream with Chris Stark or sharing an ice cream with my dog, I'd go for the dog.
Isn't that crazy? But I'm not there licking myself.
Well, listen, I don't know what you get up to in your own time, but the thing is, I do know and trust my dog. Although, because I'm in show business, he does eat a raw food diet.
Oh yeah, I bet you've got all the organic foods for Oscar.
He eats like a king.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loads of people are on saying dogs' tongues are well clean, though.
Right. Well,
so I think they're different to the old human tongue.
Someone says they've got an antiseptic tongue. No real.
What? Yeah, if you've got a wound, don't offer it to a dog. It's not going to help.
So as you are maybe having a little magnum or whatever, what fancy later on, like, if you
someone's
are going to...
Doing well.
If someone's doing well, yeah, the royalty of ice cream, then please do let us know if you're planning to share it with your dog. It's mostly a no on this.
Yeah, and if not, get the multi-pack where you get two milk chocolate ones, two white chocolate ones, and give the dogs one of the almond ones because no one ever wants them.
Always money saving. That's our math.
Scott Mills.
Oof, sorry.
Blimey. That was a bit full on.
Sorry.
Why'd you do that?
I just try, when I hear that song, I try and imitate him because he's got such an incredible voice and I'm just testing to see if I have as well. And
you
I
haven't.
No. Because anyone can go, boo! But like, it's the way he does it and I know that I'm far from being able to do that.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Carl is 24 and he's in beautiful Stratford-upon-Avon. Good afternoon, Yaz.
Good afternoon, both.
All right?
I'm good, thanks, yourself.
I like both. Good afternoon, both. Right, so you're having a bit of a break because you've had a mad summer of work. You're a farmer, so getting involved in bangers today, a little 5-10 minute break for you, is it?
That's the one.
Okay, what are you doing today?
Just moving a load of rapeseed around.
Nice, okay. Normally you support Chris on bangers, am I right?
Yeah.
And yesterday...
I wanted to hear your rap yesterday.
Pardon?
I wanted to hear your rap yesterday.
Oh, that's interesting. Why? Yeah, yeah. I thought that was a wrong decision as well, because I think if you're going to hear the song, you should get the rap with it.
It was, we're talking about the football song with 5 seconds of summer that I made with them 4 years ago, last World Cup. I never want to hear that rap again, Carl.
We do.
Why?
Just for a laugh.
Yeah, just for a laugh. It's like, it's a bit cringe.
It really cringe.
And so it's almost like you don't want to hear it, but you want to hear it for that same reason.
It's one of my biggest regrets in life, is ever doing that.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
It's embarrassing that that's your contribution to it.
Yeah, I know. Right, Carl, here's what I've got for you today. We love him. Everyone loves him.
Strong choice.
Yeah. Shiny-headed love god Pitbull. With I Know You Want Me, Calais
Ocho,
which is Ape Street in Spanish. Right, okay, I've got that.
Yeah, this is good. Or you can have my banger, which is such a banger. I've just gone massive today, why not?
I bet you had a football song planned.
I did have other arrangements if needs be, but I think this is just as good. This is Tiesto, Adagio for Strings.
Okay.
Oh, this could sound so good.
I don't think I stand a chance.
I don't think you do either.
All right, thanks.
Well,
straight to the point.
Oof. I think to keep me going for this long, I'm going to have to pick Chris.
Go on, Carl.
That was easy.
One. Robocop, this is Dispatch. There's been a burglary.
Hello, Dispatch. This is Robocop. Where is it?
It's on land.
Oh no. That was Robocop, which is like Robocop, but he is in a rowboat. If you didn't like that, you're going to dislike the rest of this. The Andy Field Experience is a sketch show podcast with lots and lots of sketches in it. Have you ever wondered what it'd be like if a lion competed on Hell's Kitchen?
What do you think you're doing? This salmon is raw.
Raw. Yeah, I know. I'm frustrated as well. What's wrong with it?
Raw.
We're having fun. Available now on the BBC iPlayer radio app and from wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Kench.
The Andy Field Experience.
It's made Joel and also Reese and also Laura's day a lot better hearing that. I can't compete with that. I mean, massive. That is one of the all times.
Massive song.
Massive. I'm glad. What was that?
Just massive.
Massive. That was Tiesto, Adagio for Strings. Are you okay today?
I'm all right. I'm just in a weird mood. Oh,
it's been a funny week.
Scott Mills.
Chris has been talking to me again about what to do on the official chart tomorrow. It's really bugging him, isn't it?
Well, it should be bugging you. That's the problem. If Three Lines is number one, you've got to announce that. You can look like such an idiot.
Well, what do you want to do? Finish the chart early?
I think finish at two. And I think at that point, just say, right, this is the number two. It would have been great to have the song that would have been number one, but no one really needs to hear that right now.
Right. So are you actually really averse to hearing it now?
I just think, like, the whole the song has so much meaning. It's about, you know...
heartbreak, loss.
I just think it's going to be the wrong choice
Yeah, but it's number one, potentially.
So, I'll tell you what, it's going to be so weird when I'm listening to you playing Three Lines and trying to be enthusiastic about it.
No, I mean, it will be a bit awkward, but it's, I'm going to have to play it. It's the official chart.
Finish it too.
I need to have a think tonight. Okay.
Finish it too, and finish it too, and just say, like...
That's it. No number one this week.
There you go. Today we're celebrating the number two.
After three, like 10, 15 minutes away from now, we will get our listener, Good News Jamie, on. We all need him, I think, today, because a lot of us need a bit of a lift. Disappointing times. He will cheer us up. He's always in a good mood. Good News Jamie coming up.
Loads of people last week wanted him back on as well. He's awesome. Is this like his third week on the show now? Amazing.
Right. And I think his Instagram followers are reflecting that.
Scott Mills.
I think today we need our most cheerful listener, Good News Jamie, more than ever. Would you agree, Chris?
I agree with that. Bring him on.
Jamie.
Yeah, hello, hello, hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Oh, I'm so excited to see things again, I swear to God. Listen, I proper feel buzzing, do you know why?
Why?
Like, well, I don't, I feel buzzing and I feel a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've got, like, loads of followers on Instagram now, right?
Yeah, thanks to us, yeah.
Obviously, hello, hello, followers, yeah. Love y'all. Mm-hmm. But, like, do you know... The pressure is in, like, oh, now I've got to start, like, posting things and keeping them happy. And it's so much pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know how influencers feel now?
I know. Yeah. How are we doing anyway?
I wouldn't feel that pressure if I were you, because what's nice about you is just you being you.
Yeah, just be you.
Aww.
Yeah. Don't start posting pictures of, like, fancy breakfast you're having on Instagram. That's not what we want from you.
I'm not really a food picture taker guy, but like last week I had to, really.
Yeah, you say that. Like, I noticed a picture on your Instagram and it looked to me that you'd cooked a lovely dinner that you were treating your girlfriend, is it?
Yeah, my girlfriend Laura, yeah. We went to Holly Tree Farm. It's like a carvery place.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Obviously, we didn't have a carvery. It worked Sunday. Yeah. But can you imagine going for a Calvary on a Monday?
Yeah.
It's like going to church on a Friday. I ordered this garlic bread, this cheesy garlic bread. You want to see it come out, mate? Oh, my God. Right, so it come out really, really posh.
How?
Do you know when you put one piece, like it was a triangle piece, like a pizza? Do you know when you cut a pizza?
Yeah.
And it's like that kind of shape?
Yeah.
They come out like that, but they was, like, nicely layered on top of each other. So one piece was on top of each other, the other piece was on top of that one. And then there were a load of leaves, like leaves at the side of it.
Salad, you mean?
Well, yeah, leaves.
Yeah.
Come on, who eats salad? Oh.
Right, okay. So they kind of, like, cut it into triangles and placed them on top of each other, a bit like Jenga.
Yes, a bit like Jenga.
That is posh. It's all in the presentation, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. You eat with your eyes, don't you?
You do.
Would you say that's the poshest meal you've ever had, Jamie?
The poshest meal? Oh, I'd say my mum's prawn cocktail at Christmas. It comes in this nice little fancy crystal bowl. Everyone else has melon. No, my brother has melon because he doesn't like prawns. And that's why it's literally the poshest one I've had, me. We have a little tiny tablespoon and a little tiny fork.
Like Alan Sugar.
Yeah.
Have you seen that picture of Alan Sugar?
Alan, no.
In his book, right?
Yeah.
Not lying. He says the reason he stays in shape, shall I tell you?
Go on.
Because he eats everything with a tiny fork.
I'm going to swap my fork then. You want to see the spoon I've got for my dinner? It's like the Green Giant. Oh, quality.
This is too much info for me. You right to wait there a minute?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, I know you'll be there when I come back.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Right, Chris has got some questions for you. You ready?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, go on.
I mean, there's been a lot of stuff going on this week, obviously. England are out now, the World Cup. And then also Donald Trump's arriving here in the UK. What's your thoughts on the week?
He's in Scotland, isn't he?
He will be, yeah.
I'm in Scotland now.
Right.
I could go and say hello to him. I reckon he'd be one of my fans, wouldn't he? Yeah, because he'd like me.
How do you know that?
Oh, I just know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's that Jamie.
He's a great guy, Jamie. Do you want to hear my American accent?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, there's Jamie. It's Good News, Jamie. Let's go and say hello.
Is that your Donald Trump voice, is it?
No, my Donald Trump voice would be something like, I don't know, how would you do Donald Trump? I don't know. I've never heard him speak.
What do you mean?
Oh, when he comes on TV, you don't listen to him, really, do you?
You've never heard Donald Trump speak?
No.
Ever? He's on quite a lot.
Is he?
Fun fact for you. Did you know he used to be the American equivalent of Lord Sugar? He used to do The Apprentice.
No.
Yeah, he was Alan Sugar of America.
What, so he was loaded before he was president?
Yes! Really loaded.
No way. Oh, what?
Yeah, like billionaire, Jamie.
Yeah. I don't like billionaires, me, because just think, yeah, I'm grafting Monday to Friday, and then I even work on Saturdays for unpaid just to make my day easier on Monday. And, like, he's got all that money. Why can't he just go, all right, tell you what, here's a few grand or 20 grand. Tell him to send me, I'll send him my sort code and account number.
Well,
I won't be greedy. I just want £2,000, that'll be all.
Yeah. Well, if you go meet him, you could ask him for some money.
Oh, I'd definitely ask him.
Jamie, if Donald Trump gave you some money, what would be the first thing you'd go and spend it on?
Right, you need to tell me how much he'd give me, though.
Well, let's say he's given you £10,000, which he's just dropped in your hand because it's nothing to him.
Yeah.
£10,000? Oh, God. Top of my head, what the first thing I'd buy?
Yeah.
Right, do you know Cadbury's? Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah.
Right, do you know them, like, I remember back in the day when I was an apprentice mechanic, one of my bosses, he brought, like, a big box from Cadbury's of mini eggs, and I'm telling you, you could literally use it as a ball pit. Like, you could just dive in it, and I'd buy one of them.
A ball pit of mini eggs?
First thing.
Yeah, ball pit of mini eggs.
Yes, Jamie.
The first thing you need, and would you dive in it?
Oh, yeah, head first, mouth open, done. Oh, dear me. I've got a stitch.
Jamie?
Yes?
You're right to wait there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Scott Mills.
Scott, I've got a question for you.
Right.
Where did Innuendo Bingo go?
Innuendo Bingo?
I can't say it, but yeah, that's the one.
It's on hiatus at the moment, but we are planning to bring it back with some big stars.
Yes. It needs to come back.
Did you love it?
Love it. I even put water in my mouth when I was driving listening to it, if I could do it.
People do love it,
my windscreen was clean.
It's like people often ask us, where is Innuendo Bingo? When's it coming back? It's been a big old break.
Yeah, but we're going to bring it back bigger and stronger and better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The good thing is, Jamie, we're sort of banking up amazing innuendos.
Really?
Yeah.
We've got loads. We still get hundreds of emails a week from people, and we're not ignoring them. But just with things they've seen on TV or heard on radio that sound good for Innuendo Bingo.
That'll be brilliant.
What was your favourite one of all time, would you say?
My favourite one was, oof, her boobs were massive.
No.
I think what? I know the one you mean, Jamie, but you've remembered it wrong.
You've got that slightly wrong.
go on.
It was from...
it's her boobs,
Her boobs. You know what a haboob is?
Haboob?
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's like an intense, like, dust storm.
All right.
Here's the clip.
Sweeping across the desert floor, engulfing everything in its way.
Haboobs can be massive.
Yeah, I love that one.
Oh, can I play my favourite?
Yeah, it's great hearing them again.
Okay, this is perhaps one of my faves of all time. From Wally Webb on BBC Norfolk. It makes me realise how much I miss it. I do miss this game. Wally Webb on golf.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history. I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Mate, how do you even get away with that?
I mean the golf balls.
I know. Obviously.
What is that laugh?
I think I need a wee now.
Don't do it now.
Oh, wait. Can we do one more?
Do you remember the one about the bush?
What?
The bush?
Do you remember about the bush when he was good? When I can't remember. It was a garden one. and they said something about trimming my bush.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Right there, Jamie, we're looking.
Oh, mate, it's brilliant. I really need a wee now. This is quality.
This could be a new way of playing it. You're storing a wee. And...
That's how we move it on.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I think we've found it. Here we go.
Welcome back. Well, a cloudy day in June might
cloudy.
Not be... chucking it down out here. It is really chucking it down.
Stupid idea was it to do this outside?
Well, apparently, this is the perfect day to trim your bush.
Holly wouldn't be there.
Never a good time.
Right, Jamie, you've cheered the nation up once again.
Yes.
We needed you this week, and you stepped
up. Oh, do you know what? I needed you.
Thank you so much.
Can I just do one little thing quickly?
Right.
I feel like I need to do it just because it's like it made me in a good mood. So I just want to say thank you for the message of Matt Woodley for this morning commenting on my status to say he's up for a bit of good news, Jamie, today. It means a lot, really, really a lot.
Oh, you're doing shout-outs to the fans now. Next step, we'll be applying for Slopes Go Dating.
Guys, listen, you are literally, keep doing what you're doing because, honestly, you are just, like, a ray of sunshine.
Stop
you
it, I'm filling up.
No, you are a ray of sunshine.
Right, listen.
You're a ray of sunshine.
Well, you're sunshine.
Thank you.
I'll speak to you next week.
I know you're busy, and I'll let you get going. Listen, how busy is it working 3.5 hours a day?
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Dale in Northampton says, can you give me Good News Jamie's number? I just want to ring him every day. I need cheering up.
He's just a lovely guy, isn't he?
Such a good
bloke. Heart of gold.
And you are loving him. Thanks so much for your comments. He will love that.
Can we get him a ball pit full of mini eggs?
Oh my god! Like that would make his actual
life.
Make
that happen.
Right. Listen how excited he gets about everyday things. Anyway, if we actually made that happen, like I think he would actually explode.
Love it.
Right. So this is mad, and this is why working at Radio 1 is just the best. It's sometimes like an out of body experience. So yesterday, Drake had a massive party in London for his album, his 25-track album, Scorpion. Loads of people there. Obviously, Drake went. Grimmy went. Gigs. Lily Allen, Liam Payne. Loads of people. And then, straight after the party, so I'm saying about 3-4 o'clock this morning, Drake came into Radio 1 and did a fire in the booth with Charlie Sloth.
This is massive.
Right, so they just snuck into the building when there's like no one here at 3 a.m. Drake and Charlie Sloth, and that's going to... You're going to hear it on Saturday at 9 p.m. Saturday 9 p.m. for the fire in the booth. That's a mad thing. We just got told about this and we were like, wow. So that's happening. Fire in the booth with Charlie and Drake. Huge. This is going to be huge worldwide. 9 p.m. Saturday. I'm back with the official chart tomorrow from 4, and me and Chris are back on Monday at 1. Scott Mills.